Well, there was a number of reasons. At the outset, we had two good candidates, two strong candidates. But I have to say that Leo Varadkar's commitment to Donegal in particular over the last number of years in different portfolios has been second to none. Built up a relationship with Leo and his team, and having Leo in Donegal in the last fortnight as well, he's very focused on a lot of outstanding needs in Donegal and is very conscious of our neglect down the decades in terms of our peripherality and our proximity to the border, and he's very, very focused on the region and the collective region and to build on that work. And that is the reason why I'm backing him. I know I've engaged with the membership throughout Donegal, and to be honest, there's conflicting viewpoints on it, but I think relationships are important, and certainly from a Donegal point of view and from a country point of view, I believe Leo Varadkar is the person to take it forward.
Do you consider this a close race going forward?
Yeah, I mean, a two-horse race is always a difficult race because, you know, it's not, there's no guarantee. And while it is, you know, going to be held up, you know, held over a 15-day period, anything can happen. But I'm confident that the preparation work that Leo has put into this will stand by him. And he's been very, very focused on this even over the last 6 months, and I think that prep work will certainly stand by him.
There is an opinion out there that having a Taoiseach from outside of Dublin is good for the country, perhaps, and the country gets a fair crack of the whip. You wouldn't be concerned that perhaps we could lose out with a Dublin-based minister?
No, I think Leo's track record is second to none in the county. We were under a very, very difficult, we were in a very difficult position with Malinhead Coast Guard Station when there was a plan to get rid of both Valentia and Malinhead Coast Guard Station, and Leo Varadkar reversed that decision, stood by the local need and the local demands, and was willing to listen. Leo has been very, very consistent and very, very proactive on cross-border health, and with an experience both at a political level, and also his junior doctor working in Cardona in 2002. He has a knowledge of the region. He's very, very focused on the Brexit challenges as well, and is very, very interested in the whole area of culture and language, and sees the opportunities in Donegal. While conscious of the challenges, he sees the opportunities, and this is something that I take very, very seriously.
On a personal level, of course, there will be a cabinet reshuffle. You are the diaspora minister currently and have work that you're doing and perhaps would wish to do. Where do you see your future? Are you confident that you would be back in the same portfolio, or perhaps still have a ministry once this shuffle has been concluded, albeit, of course, that's some time away yet?
Yeah, and look, I know 2 weeks will come pretty fast and there will be decisions after that, but I think out of, I suppose, respect to the two contenders and to see what the outcome is, I'll not be making any comments in relation to that, because it's too early and we don't know the outcome. But certainly the message from the members two Friday nights ago in the door to Leo Varadkar was quite clear, straightforward and clear in regard to ensuring that whatever the formation of the next government is going to be, that Donegal needs to be looked after.